Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Yo.
We are back.
Yo, when did you start taking out the last time on?
Once I did it the one time, like, I had a taste of
not
the good
it.
Life.
Not doing it.
I was just like, all right, whatever.
Yo, I'm going to have to crack that whip, son. Get back to that, man. That was cool. That was, like, one of the cooler parts of the show.
Yeah, legitimately miss it when I listen back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yeah.
There's
we
Lou.
We had generally more to talk about right after. Instead of like Pete just looking at us being like, hey, how was your week? And we're like, eh.
Well, how was your week?
It was all right. I mean, yesterday we were doing the show late because, you guys had a thing. But I went to AC with Mikey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was all right.
How I heard Mikey happens to be a degenerate gambler, though. Did he... gamble a lot?
I don't know if he's degenerate gambling.
He told me he couldn't go.
Yeah,
because he was degenerate.
Last I heard, he was like, "Oh, I can't go to a casino."
Yeah,
he's just not very good.
He's just a bad gambler.
Yeah,
Silent Durf's dad. His dad's just a degenerate gambler. He lost all his money on a 3-legged horses. The horse is still running the race.
3 months ago,
million-to-1 shot. All my money on that one.
How was it, though?
It was good. I mean, like, the dude who set it up, like, he had booked this hoity-toity fucking steakhouse place, and that was terrible.
Mm.
The food was okay, but we all ended up paying, like, $140.
That's how these things tend to go.
And it's just like, ugh, motherfucker, I would have went to the Sparrows and met you guys. But then we went to MMA
bastard.
Fight. Anyway, the MMA fighting was pretty awesome.
Oh, what'd you see? Oh, you saw the fight last night?
It wasn't like a big
Henderson?
Name. No. It was like smaller guys, but...
I could have sworn that was in fucking Brazil, too. I was like...
No, it was just something called Asylum. You ever hear them?
No.
Were you just pretending you were at a Kumite the whole time?
Not exactly.
Finish him! It's like, stop yelling that guy!
It was entertaining, though. Some people got their asses handed to them. Mm-hmm. Some people clearly didn't belong in the ring.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to even fight? Let's just see some guy destroy some dude. That's what we're all here for.
Exactly.
It was like this one dude came out, did some vicious fucking music, and he's from this or whatever jiu-jitsu. And his opponent, this guy with a white mohawk.
Why can't we be friends?
And he's at a Tiger Schulman's. And we're like, oh, shit.
Tiger Schulman's gym, huh?
He's a yellow belt.
By the second round, he was just like running away.
Now, was it Tiger Schulman's karate or is it Tiger Schulman's MMA? Because they changed it.
I think they called it MMA, but that did not help.
Man, you can't. He was a karate guy, this showman guy.
Yeah,
I want his old art, not his new MMA style. It stinks.
I think they
of course,
both stink.
It's Tiger Showman. You might as well be like
it's like the Chuck E. Cheese of dojos.
Yeah. His discipline is the karate place at the mall.
Needless to say, that guy got his ass handed to him.
Jaw tapped or tapped out, like.
It was ground and pound until he couldn't take no more.
His head was jelly.
Leveled him. Yeah. But yeah, that was fun.
Well.
We saw Pepper. That was
we cool. saw Pepper.
Yeah, they were awesome.
It was a good show.
Good times.
It sounds less exciting after your story.
Oh.
Well, did you win any money?
No.
Did you place a bet?
I mean, I did a little gambling, but not a whole lot.
When you say, what's a little gambling?
Like doing like slots and stuff.
Like just penny
slots. Penny slots. You know, I thought we were going
to... He blew all his money at the dinner.
Well, eventually when you get hit on one of those, like a bunch of little candies pop out because your penny slots. Like,
yeah, you get peppermints.
Yeah. little butterscotches.
I made sure to fill up on the mints at the fucking steakhouse, though.
I'm shoveling
handfuls. I'm recouping some
extra
of this.
Garlic on my steak, please? Slathered garlic?
Well, since we saw the concert, it does... I do want to say, if you are the person at the concert...
All right, Hulkster, can you fucking chill out with that?
The whole thing... What are you talking about?
You were like this.
Yes.
Oh, I was stretching my arm.
You did the Hulkamania.
Yeah,
can I hear
you? Oh,
I
got... My elbow hurts. I'm stretching my arm.
But what was this?
I was just thinking.
He definitely
I didn't even realize
the Hulk ear.
Yeah, bro. I was like, stop fucking trying to think you're better than me, Hulk.
Anyway.
So, Pete, I went to Pepper this weekend.
What I was thinking, I was trying to find the words for, was if you're the asshole at the concert filming it on your camera, go kill yourself.
Yeah, that sucks.
You're an asshole. You paid money to film it, and you probably never watch it.
I mean, it's uncourteous to do anything but, like, maybe, like, a quick something. Because, like, there's, I mean, if you're, especially if you're a guy, like, you know, yeah. you're taller than, you know, you're taller than the girls, and it's a pain in the ass.
Snap a photo. Fine. That's cool. Don't film the whole thing. I'm a short guy, and standing in that kind of crowd where it's all, like, one level, I was watching half that show through other people's cell phone screens. Because it was just arms raised, filming the whole fucking thing. Pissed me off.
Those never come out good.
They never do. You ever watch one of those on YouTube or anything?
For like 5 seconds.
That fuzzy... 9 out of 10 of them are just unwatchable.
Yeah. And it's so fucking narcissistic.
I don't know about narcissistic.
It is, because you're saying pretty much everyone behind you, fuck you, I gotta film this.
Yeah, but they're not trying to be a dick like that. They're just being like, oh, I gotta record all this. I wanna watch it later. Like,
I don't even think they wanna watch it later. I think they wanna post it to their various things to get likes.
Well, yeah. Well, people like try to document everything they do in life at this point. Like, my phone keeps trying to be like, yo, you want the iCloud? Nah, motherfucker, get away from me. I want the iCloud.
I have this new thing. I've been hitting the Tinder again, and I'm single. And if they plug their Instagram on there, I'm out. I don't want to deal with anybody who deals with virtual likes.
P has not right-swiped anyone yet. Because
they're all fucking Twitter whores.
You Twitter whores! I'm sorry, right? So anyone under the age of 40?
No, I actually set my thing age limit higher because of that.
Yeah, man, you don't want to date a girl who knows the phone better than you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're a woman over 30,
yeah,
in the Long Island area, hit me up. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys want to do the show proper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do some news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
All right, let's start it off with a good old-fashioned fucked-up story.
That's been my jam. Like, lately, I've been like, let me throw in a curveball and then see if these fellas can find the funny. Like, find the funny, you know? Get in there.
Dig around.
Do what you can do with this dark fucking story.
I love dark
All right.
This one's a doozy.
So let's discuss...
Should I go get someone to catch me, Lou? Right.
He might faint. Get the smelling salts. Linda Weston.
Oh, God!
She was the ringleader of a group who imprisoned 6 disabled adults and 4 children over a period of years in order to steal their disability and Social Security checks.
Damn.
She was finally sentenced
fucking cold-blooded
to life in prison this week. She basically would find these people, keep them in her basement, chained up, beat them up, like, make them sign over everything as that she's their caretaker, and then keep them prisoner until they essentially just died.
That's a foul act, man.
That's sinister. She had a fucking
sinister, man.
It's crippled people dungeon.
Yeah.
And little children, right? They said yes. Children.
It started with her niece and expanded from there. Another one was taken from a street corner near a mental health facility.
Well, can I ask you a question on the real? Did her house look nice, man? Was she even getting her money's worth out of this?
It does not go into the condition of the prison.
Because, like, if she was walking out of a nice manor and was like, all right, there's a payoff here. But if she's living in, like, a suburb house, like, 3.5 bedrooms and a crammed-ass basement full of cripples, then, like, what the fuck are you doing, lady?
I'm betting it was the latter.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work to not work.
Where was this?
Oh, this was...
I want to say Ohio.
Texas.
Where the fuck was this?
Midwest.
Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
South Philly tradition.
It says she kept them in a filthy boiler room.
Damn.
She had 4...
In Philly, too. Oh, no. It's a dirty boiler room.
Charged with 2 counts of murder and potentially faced the death penalty.
Wow.
Yeah, just icing.
Exactly.
Let's put her on ice, man.
She was catching these people just as they had gotten, like, let out of places.
Yeah.
After they got their certificate for not being donkey brain. Oh.
Over 10 years, she made... How much money do you think she made from this?
10 years. How many people was it?
Like 10 people.
30 grand. Not even that much.
It's probably, like, I want to say about 15, 20 grand each. So 7 to... I'll make $1 million.
A million? 212,000.
We have to really put some more money out of these programs to handle 7 people. Yeah. I told you it wasn't worth it. Is $250,000 over a decade even worth that fucking life imprisonment?
No. That includes sex trafficking them as well.
Fuck you. No Not way kidding. She did that.
It's also...
Dude.
She sold them into prostitution.
Tarantino couldn't make a bad guy this villainous.
When they would disobey her, she responded with slapping, punching, kicking, stabbing, burning, hitting...
Slap, slap, slap.
With belts, sticks, bats, hammers, and other objects, including the butt of a pistol.
Oh, wow.
Her response, I believe in God.
Huh?
Well done.
But the thing was, you didn't get the full effect of it because she was pointing to herself.
Oh, like she's God? Mm-hmm. I believe I'm God.
Yeah, I believe in God.
You're looking at her.
Don't worry, bitch. I didn't forget about you. Flap, flap, flap.
We were just talking about the crippled harem.
That was different. That was 300. We talk about that 300 harem a lot.
It was pretty creepy, man. It was like a festival of like awkward souls in there. It was weird. And they were all fucking
terrible. Okay, moving on. Let's go to North Carolina, where a judge is in some hot water because he's accused of abusing his power.
In the air like a helicopter.
I'm so white, I don't think I get that.
It's a song from like a decade ago.
Oh, I don't know. He's accused of abusing his power by asking a known FBI agent to snoop on his family members' text messages in exchange for 2 cases of beer.
Must not be that hard to do.
Yeah, right.
You know, just like open up a file on his computer. Yeah, it's
an app.
I'm forwarding you the texts. Can I get those 2 boxes of beer?
This goes on and on about it. He faces 37 years in prison over this.
Oh, dude.
Good. You get a PI.
Oh, but the cop does?
No, the judge.
Oh, the judge. Oh.
Abuse of power.
Yeah, what was in the text?
What's that?
What was in the text?
It doesn't say.
What was he looking for?
It doesn't say.
Cheating spouse.
Cheating spouse, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Where was this? North Carolina? Daughter's dating a black guy.
North.
It was Hogan.
Cacker Lackey or something.
He went right to the desk. Look at me, brother. You got the power. I need you to help the Hulkster out, all right? You grew up eating your vitamins and saying your prayers. Now the Hulkster needs your help.
Yeah.
I need you to spy on my wife. I know she's too tired of me with a 19-year-old guy.
But would you put yourself in this position for 2 cases of beer?
I would bring something better than beer.
Well, the Hulkster had to pay in an all-American way. Just buds. With the American flag case on.
Probably gave him, like, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBRs. Yeah.
Do you think when the Hulkster found out that his wife was cheating on him, he ripped his shirt off?
No! He ran over to that guy's house. What you gonna do, brother?
He ripped his phone cord, like, ah!
He caught the guy, and he was like, what's that smell?
Dookie!
Dookie!
Have you seen that recently?
No. A Suburban Commando?
No, that's...
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred.
Right.
He's a fucking terrible actor.
He's the worst.
In that movie, he's holding the guy, and he's just snarling at him for like 5 minutes straight. He's like... Nyah, 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 until the guy shits himself. It's worth looking up on YouTube.
Is he like breathing it all in? Trying to guess what to do that for dinner.
Watch out, man.
He wanted to eat his fear, man. Hulkster was devious in that movie.
Well, let me say,
he killed a guy.
Hulk Hogan?
In that movie, he straight up, in a wrestling match, he killed Zeus.
Well, if
he double axe handled him through a window to his doom.
Yeah, but Zeus was inherently a bad dude. It was cool.
Alright, so we're all cool with that?
Yeah, as long as they're bad guys, yeah.
It's like,
sure.
It's like, anybody see Taken 3?
Look.
Liam Neeson kills 40 cops in that movie, and then at the end they absolve him of the one murder he didn't commit, and they're like, "You're free to go."
Well, yeah. What are they gonna do? Stop him?
They could.
It's true.
It's like, get this guy out of here.
He's like, I could easily make it 41.
Yeah.
Perhaps you haven't heard of my very specific set of skills.
Let me show you a postcard from this Eastern European town. It just says, "Got."
Yeah. Now he just brings a resume. Like, this is what I did. We add you to the list, motherfucker.
Alright.
Anybody know who the fat Jewish is?
The fat Jew.
The fat. Yeah. Well, his
like Rogan?
Twitter name is @fatjewish.
Oh, well. So I know who that fuck is.
The fat Jew.
Right.
My ex-girlfriend followed this guy on Instagram, thought he was funny.
Oi.
He's not.
No, he's not funny?
Nah, he's a... The whole internet knows this guy as being a shitty thief. Like, he got his huge Instagram account basically by stealing other people's stuff and putting it under his name. So much so that he got a book deal. So now, if you haven't seen this guy...
I hope he steals other people's greatest chapters and just pops it in his one book.
Right.
Like, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Call me Ishmael.
Would you get behind that?
If it was straight plagiarism, yeah. It was like a page, each page was from a different classic novel. Yeah then I'm kind of into it.
It's like his like choice select pages from all of these novels.
So, we were just...
From hell thought I stand
in. Yeah, we were just hunting Moby Dick. Why are we now with Atticus Finch? Harry Potter, what are you doing here?
Artax! No!
But this guy looks like an asshole, too. Like,
yeah.
He wears, like, a leather diaper. Moron.
A leather diaper?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can kind of...
Drenched in sweat.
You kind of see what kind of aesthetic he's going for.
I can't even see that far.
Yeah, it's really small.
Stop it. Whoa. This guy's a weirdo.
He's trying to look like a living turnip or something.
Yeah. He claims, too, he's a legitimate comedian. But anyway, so he made his name stealing from other people. Which makes it extra funny that when he wrote this book, it has now been leaked on the internet. Every page of it. And it looks terrible.
Yeah.
You can't even... He has a whole page of a haiku. Goldie Hawn, still hot. I would really eat her butt after spinning class. Comedy gold.
Yeah, and then he has entire pages that are just the word boobs.
Over and over and over and over again.
Like, come on, man.
Mine like that only comes along once in a generation, boys.
You're making me anti-Semitic.
So, that's karma. Next one.
You don't give it back right now? I'm going to break your fucking Jew legs right here.
Jokes. Got to give that back. I'm stolen jokes.
I believe this one happened in, Australia. There was an 85-year-old woman on her deathbed. And this woman was awesome. She was so spiteful towards her family. That in her final moments, she spent all her time shredding €1 million so her family couldn't have it.
They said another gave you niggas money!
That's great.
And man. She died in the pile of ripped up money.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Like Scrooge McDuck on his deathbed.
He dove in one time, never came out.
She was on her deathbed. Who brought her all the flush cash to rip up?
Probably her fucking butler.
She has a manservant.
Yeah.
An Aboriginal man.
Would have jumped that guy. Like, look, guy.
You... Just a kangaroo in a three-piece suit.
Like, you must be crazy. with a top hat and a monocle.
Mr. Hoppity.
Right. Tiny koalas.
No, that's... The koala is her accountant. Yeah. And he's just making sure all the books are right. He's checking off every dollar being ripped off. Right. Little vest.
I enjoy that story. The sheer spitefulness of this woman is great. That's that whole thing.
Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Let's talk about Gus Gus. Alright, so I read this
what
whole story.
What the hell was that?
When you sent me this story, I spent this whole time reading it, getting a little invested. And I'll get to the end. But there was a disappearance at the Arizona State Fair.
You jump in the gut. Read the title.
Okay.
And with some gusto.
Gone Goat. Who the fuck stole baby Gus Gus?
Why did you say Gone Goat?
It says Gone Goat.
It does?
Gone Goat.
Because when I read it, I read it as like, who the fuck stole baby Gus Gus? I want to know right now.
That, homie.
Like, just the whole article, I was expecting it to just be like, well, fess up. Who done it?
You know you did it.
Yeah. Well, somebody please just admit to stealing Gus Gus.
Anyway, at this Arizona State Fair, a baby goat went missing, and somebody stole this goat, and this blew up the entire world. Apparently, everyone was very concerned about baby Gus Gus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Who fucking cares about a goat?
Oh, they have all these tweets and these comments and. One person very concerned that they were going to use it for a satanic ritual.
It must have been a really, really cute goat.
It is an adorable goat.
Like a baby goat, all white.
It's a fucking baby goat.
It's baby Gus Gus, man.
Baby goats are adorable. Then they grow up to be horrible things with devil eyes. It was stolen from the Great American Petting Zoo at the Arizona State Fair, 5:30 on Wednesday, November 4th. Just a few weeks old, weighs a mere 5 pounds, and his mother was very, very sad, according to this police report.
Sounds like a Pixar movie.
And then I kept reading this. I was like, oh, this poor baby goat. I wonder what happened. Oh, they found it. Wandering along a canal, and it was taken to a pet store.
Baby Gus Gus return.
Happy ending for Gus Gus.
Yeah. We don't usually get happy endings.
No. Gus Gus was sold to a Greek restaurant.
Lose too cheap for the happy ending. You don't fucking get the money out.
I really am too cheap.
We got an update from a story from last week.
Oh, yeah?
Remember the boxer who was in the gay movie?
Yeah.
And he was all sorts of like, I was drugged. Mm-hmm. He came out this week, officially announced that Yousef Mack is gay. No shit.
Mm. He should like tell the boxers now, I'm going to beat you, fucking kiss you. You better not go down, boy. Match don't stop when you get knocked out.
You going face down, ass up.
I hope I don't jaw tap you.
I'm going to hit you, then butt stuff.
Yo, like,
you get these gloves off me.
Do you guys remember that fucking Aqua Teen where they made that dog?
Mm-hmm.
And the dog was dog? Just super rapey.
Yeah, just kept raping the Carl.
Yeah.
Over and over.
When I was hanging with my buddies this weekend, they're like, oh, we gotta watch Hand Banana. And I'm like, huh? And then I remembered after the fact, like, oh yeah. He's like, Carl, you tonight. Like, what is he?
I like you and I want you.
Like that, he's kind of funny, huh? That you tonight. What do you think that means, huh? He's like, oh no.
He gets raped a couple times in that episode.
He's like, Hand Banana's a man now. He ain't no boy. Rape jokes.
Anyway, this guy, even though he has 10 kids and was engaged to be married, is now out and proud.
10 kids, huh?
He's got 10 kids.
He was really in the closet.
Yeah.
He was overcompensating.
I have fucking 10 kids. I'm no fan. You like dick, bro. You're telling you punch me. You're inviting me into you.
Mm. And the studio he was working for was called, like, Dog Pound.
Dog. Yeah, it was D-A-W-G.
So gay.
Dog Pound. He worked for Undercover Homo Studios.
All right, let's talk science. Scientists have sad news, and they won't be able to save the world with kangaroo farts.
Kangaroo farts?
It was originally thought that we could save the world with kangaroo farts.
I thought you were going to say they couldn't save the South anymore. It was like, well, we just, no matter how much evidence we bring up, they just don't want to believe it.
We're just going to fence it off.
Burn it.
Set it on fire.
When I step on your foot and nod at you, just say... But just say the Earth has been around longer than 5,000 years.
Jesus was real.
Oh, my God. All right, forget it. Pack it up, boys.
According to the Bible.
It's like, you wrote the Bible? Jesus wrote the Bible. Wrong again.
I didn't come from no monkey.
Mama's wrong again.
Anyway, so if I got the gist of this, it's that, you know, livestock like cows, horses, sheep, they all... produce a lot of methane when they fart.
It's beefing all of it. Mike's dog's beefing today like crazy.
Well, see, they're hurting the ozone. Kangaroos...
They fart when they hop?
They produce less methane when they fart. That's how they get off the ground.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Would be fucking awful.
Nature's crop duster, the kangaroo. Nature's
crop duster, the kangaroo. So they got that smug look on their face.
Yeah.
Like, ha, gotcha.
But they produce less methane when they fart. So the thinking was, if we could duplicate the bacteria in a kangaroo's stomach, mix that with some cows, it's a lot less methane. Because it said you know, some 15% of methane going into the atmosphere is from cow farts. That would save the world. But no can do, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we just, maybe just breed less cows?
I like a cheeseburger and a steak, thank you.
All right.
It's capitalism.
If only kangaroos tasted better.
plug up their asses. I don't
I've had kangaroo.
Probably tough as shit, right?
It's like eating a truck tire.
Yeah.
It's gross. Oof.
But you get like a big flame on top of a cow farm, man. Burn off some of that shit.
Yeah. Flamethrowers.
Yeah. I don't know the science on that, but, you know.
I don't think that's how it works.
The science on this whole thing.
The science is I'm willing to learn if you want to come here and step
on my foot. If lighting a fart has taught us nothing, let's get some flamethrowers out there.
What do you guys do? What do you guys, cow farmers do flamethrowers? Yeah.
All right, let's do another fucked up one. Lou wanted to do something with this one. I'm not quite sure what. So I'm going to let you explain once I'm done here.
Yeah.
But there was a terrible car crash on Halloween. It's two people. They went out to buy more Halloween makeup. Died. Cops went to the home to find their four...
Crash right to the Headless Horseman.
...super young children.
Didn't know where it was going. Yeah.
It's the alternate ending to Sleepy Hollow.
Horseman's just like, oh! Just grabbing his leg.
But they died. Cops show up to the house. There's four children there. The 13-year-old, the oldest, was watching the younger ones as the parents went out to get more Halloween stuff. And the police didn't have the heart to tell them that their parents were dead on Halloween.
Yeah, they should have started with trick-or-treat, kids.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Treat? I only got a trick for you. Your parents are dead. Yeah, well, yeah, you have to identify the bodies. Who's the oldest? Right.
Fuck. Well, anyway, so they notified the grandmother, who was the next of kin, but it was going to take about 7 hours to get there. She lived in Florida. So the cops took the kids out for candy and ice cream and gave them a fun Halloween and then tucked them into bed and said everything's cool until the next day when presumably...
Gam Gam had to deliver the news.
Yeah.
Whoa, cops are dicks. You gotta have the old grandma deliver the news? You could just be like, yo. They're saying that they were trying to be nice to him. They just didn't want to deal with it. They were like, I'm not telling these kids.
Yeah, they're using it as like a PR victory. Like, look how good the cops are. This guy just didn't want to be like, look, kids, your parents dead. Happy Halloween.
I definitely would have done it like the South Park way. Like, all right, everyone whose parents are alive, raise your hands.
Ooh, not so fast.
Not so fast, kids.
What? Yo, I'm assuming, what was the color of the parents?
It doesn't say.
I'm assuming that they were white, because I think if that was like a Latino or a black family, they would have been walked in like, yeah, muchacho.
Yeah, muerte. Yeah. Los parentos, muerte. Feliz Halloween.
Look, Darky, your parents are dead.
Right. It was going to be that or prison, so. Yeah.
Frankly, I'm surprised you had two parents.
Well, I guess they dodged a bullet then. Actually says here they didn't.
You're lucky they even stuck around this long.
Do you know what the average age of an adult black male is? Well, your dad didn't make it. You identify the body?
Right.
That's fucked up. I'm like browsing through. It doesn't say anything about an ethnicity, which means white.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was probably a good neighborhood to take them out for hot cocoa and like Chuck E. Cheese. And
it's kind of exactly what they
tucked
did.
Tucked them in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. They
sprayed dust in their eyes so they had good dreams.
They went out for burgers. They got them ice cream.
Milkshakes.
They brought them back to the precinct for candy.
Gave them Xboxes. Sent them home with a little bit of, you know, spend cash, you know, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Grandma lands. She's like, how are the kids taking it? Like, oh, we got bad news for you, Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's got to tell these kids that their parents are dead. What'd you do? Took them out, got them Xboxes. All that shit.
The cop was actually said, like, I wanted to give them a memorable Halloween and not have the whole Halloween thing spoiled for them. Yeah, but they're going to remember November 1st very badly.
Oh, yeah.
No, November 1st is all right. Oh, no, I'm sorry. November 1st is bad, yeah. Halloween's probably a pretty sweet holiday, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, remember that day our parents died, but we didn't know we got hot cocoa and burgers?
Best day ever. That was awesome.
Yeah. Sad fist bump.
Bump it.
Virginia.
Do you think if Bruce Wayne's parents died like that, he would have been Batman?
Probably. Oh, like if...
If he just got, like, a Happy Meal, he probably would have been
all right. Well, first of all... No, it wouldn't be fighting crime if they died just in a car crash.
He gets a bat toy in the Happy Meal, and he's like, stupid. Yeah. I hate that.
But he fights every Halloween. He found Jesus and now finds it a heathen holiday.
He invested his money wisely and made the Gotham an all-around better neighborhood when he built a better prison.
Let's move on to Virginia, where there is a man running for sheriff, and his thing, he's a rapper. He may give KZ a run for his money.
I doubt it.
He's an old white guy, and you got to hear it.
Oh, give me a sec to bring this up.
His song is called Gunfight at the... I don't know how to...
It's like you're about to drop an F-bomb on me.
No matter how I say it, it sounds like kind of homophobic, but the Fauquier Canal?
Fauquier Canal.
It's a little weird.
It's pretty much just like a country song with some rap laid over it.
I think if you watch Justified, you might get a little bit of a gist.
If you what?
You ever watch Justified?
Not more than a handful.
Oh, because they got a theme. It's very...
Oh, it's very Justified?
It's a fucking Yahoo thing. They've got a rap, a hip country rap.
But you know, when you're electing a sheriff, you got to make sure his rap game's tight.
You don't want to get fucking punked by the town over, man.
Exactly. We know he has to squash a beef.
Right. We know you got good morals, but can you spit hot fire?
You got million dollar ideas and 10-cent words, motherfucker.
How's that going?
Oh man, the gears are turning.
Is it worth it?
This is like dial up all over again.
Well, now we set it up.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Make a note to trim this part.
Lou's about to freak out. Like Chevy Chase in, was it National Lampoon's?
Yeah.
He gets the Jelly the Monk Club.
Here we go.
Accordion, huh?
You think you can spit to this? Should we tweet this guy and ask him for the instrumental? Let's take a ride to take back your rights. Get him back from the one.
Spits Yankee slang. Well, it's college words he used. Keys to our town hall. He locked us all out.
Now he's having a ball. It was too dark to see. This is KZ level rapping.
He's got stage presence. He's like delivering the rhymes with a little bit of a jig. What do you think, KZ?
I think this is a song you sing when you enter your KKK meeting.
Let's get the black tent. How about that?
Hey, oh, hot in the night.
This is 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah, we could cut that now. Listen to that voice. He sounds like a character from Fargo.
Talking about black people, I'm guessing.
Some random Puerto Rican man.
And then there's a wanted poster.
What is this, like, who's he firing at?
I have no idea.
Is this for an election?
Yes. That's right. Like his, he's trying to get elected, so.
Just thought he came out with it, just some fresh beats.
No, he ain't doing it for the music. That's how you know.
All right, let's move on from that
He's
guy.
Not legit.
Let's go to the most disturbing story of the week. Also, one of my favorites. So Tony the Tiger has a Twitter account.
Oh, I bet you he tweets They're Great a lot.
Yeah, right. Probably. The problem is every time he tweets, every furry on the fucking internet goes nuts.
Yeah.
And starts asking him very dirty questions.
It's great, Tony.
I'm hesitant to read these.
Now you gotta read them. Are you afraid we're gonna chop it off?
Of course.
Just read it.
Look, man. Let's go through with it.
Yeah.
Well, now I gotta wait for the story to reload. Okay. One of them starts off innocent enough, but this is Tony the Tiger. Apparently, the furry's like the buffness of the tiger.
I mean, he's good shape, man.
Says, At iCarly writes, can we get a nude for all the furries out there? Real Tony the Tiger?
With that swinging dick, Tony?
Then Tony tweets, can't wait to... never mind. Something about there being great. And then just all the comments naturally below.
How big is it, Tony? It's 8.
At Baru says, I hope I get spanked by Tony. At Overflowing, at the Neon Fox says, I hope Tony ties me up. At X and Reed something says, send dick pics, Tony. At Sidgoat says, why Tony so hot?
He's Asian.
And the most disturbing one I've ever heard, at Brye X3N says, give me cummies, daddy.
Oh, no.
That's getting chopped up, you know.
Yeah, that one is.
What?
Wait, you didn't read the next one?
They're all terrible.
At Z Bronchi, a.k.a. Piss Ass, says.
You got fishbowled?
said, I want to smooch you.
Smooching, that's old timey.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This guy says, Tony got cake.
Oh, man, this one. At Papyrus Fucker says, fist me, Tony, I love you.
Say that clean, please.
No.
At Louis A. asked, how big is it, Tony? And he replied, it's 8.
And Papyrus Fucker goes on to say, I'm not a furry, but damn, at Real Tony got cake.
Is that every... What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's got fat ass.
I imagine it's... Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
These people are fucking weird.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, to be honest with you.
This is why
I want to start tweeting Tony the Tiger, telling him to take it off.
At Furry Cats writes...
And it's 8.
It's 8.
It's 8.
But this, like, people are always like, why do you pick on the furries? That's so old. This is why.
This is why.
Is it old? I just found out about them.
Like, you just found out about the furries?
Like, a decade ago. But, like...
Well, you know, they showed up when the internet did. They're still older than bro.
They showed up on Entourage for me. They were like, furries, you know, get into a fucking suit and bang. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
They're not, like, the bronies are newer than that.
I don't know if I could bang a bitch in a furry outfit. I feel that, like...
It's too hot.
It's all lost. No, but, like, the whole, like, the sexualness is all lost on me. It's like, I'm fucking banging like a...
Why am I fucking like, this panda?
Why am I putting my dick in here? Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Like, what happened to these people at amusement parks when they were kids?
It got touched.
Fucking Goofy did some shit. Speaking of amusement parks, Atlanta is set to open its newest amusement park, Avatron Park, which is the first ever Hunger Games themed amusement park.
It's going to be kind of violent. Danger
zone! Yeah.
It's going to be kind of violent over there.
Oh, yeah. When I think amusement park, I think child murder.
Adolescent murder.
Right.
Adolescent. No, some of them were straight up kids in that movie.
They kill people.
What about the Hunger Games inspires an amusement park? What rides can you put on that?
The world they get put into, I guess? Like
a monorail?
That's fine. But all right, so you go to Harry Potter Land, there's enough mystical shit that you can build rides out of. Broomsticks right. And what have you.
Yeah, but okay, what if you wanted an amusement park not for the nerds? What if you wanted it for like...
This is also for the nerds!
No. These are for the jockey nerds, probably. They probably want to kill people and like pretend. Not like fly on a...
All the jockey fucks get killed in those movies.
Yeah, but it's not like the nerd kids are loving it, right? It's all the fucking...
I don't know who the Hunger Games is for.
I don't know.
I think it's YA, you know?
So it's adolescent girls for like, the most
part?
Yeah, tween girls, I think.
Mm-hmm. I like the movies just fine.
They're all right.
I mean, I watch them when they come out on...
I'll tell you what,
I wish Tarantino direct, though. Or like someone better than whoever the hell we got.
Yeah. You know what? I liked it better when it was Battle Royale.
Battle Royale is
definitely...
Yeah,
they basically stole Battle Royale and made that...
Yeah, just added PG-rated. Some shit about some fucker who was baking shit.
But the story of Battle Royale...
I hated that storyline.
I didn't like the story of Battle Royale. It was just like, you are bad class. You get murdered now.
That's very realistic out there.
No, that's not a reality show out there, man. It's only the 2 seasons. They got shut down after that. The world was like, what?
Well, I guess though in the Hunger Games theme park you could visit like the slums they live in.
Right.
District 12?
here's the slum that got blowed up. Here's this guy's bread shop where he can somehow paint himself to look like a tree because he used to ice cakes.
Right.
It's the stupidest fucking thing ever. You get chased by bad CGI dogs.
I'd be bummed if I didn't at least play in one Hunger Game while I was in there.
You can attend a rally tag, where you put your fingers up and then they blackbag you.
Okay, you're...
then they blackbag you.
Yo, what
you
if...
wake up in a forest being chased by bees.
What if it was the world's most gnarliest laser tag arena?
That I'd be kind of down for, but would it have all the wacky shit?
Yeah, it's all wacky, crazy shit.
Like the weird acid mist and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just got to play the Hunger Games, man. Laser tag style.
I'm down with that.
Sounds cool now.
Make it paintball, and then we'll talk.
Paintball?
Yeah, it's got to be some consequence. At least like a, ow, that hurt.
Straight up guns, real Hunger
Games. Real guns. Yeah. Fuck it, we're just starting the Hunger Games now.
All right, so what's up next?
That's the end of the news.
End of the news?
Yep.
All right, so let's play some Baldur Dash.
Well, let's take our break.
Oh,
let's
do that shit.
And let's come back with Baldur Dash. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Mischief. Mayhem.
Favorite position.
Anal. Here's a money shot from the Force.
Thanks for adding to the show, guys. It goes great.
I love when the show gets derailed and there's awkward silence. That's the best part.
Expect the impossible.
I thought we'd defend incest. They're ugly and no one else wants to fuck them, so why not let their brother fuck them?
See, I don't recommend getting hookers from the dollar store because they don't really have teeth anymore.
Even better.
One obsessed host.
In my opinion, it's once a week for an hour and a half, and you just sit down and just fucking not be ADD for 2 seconds.
A star.
Luke, is it a wicked inch, though?
Is it a way? I mean, you put 300 pounds behind a thumbtack, you're still going to do some fucking damage.
A pothead.
I like to smoke pot.
And a guy that asks too many fucking questions.
It if you guys just answer the questions, then it's not a big deal. It's all, just answer the question.
Or you could just shut up.
Or you could just answer the question.
Only Sin City itself could bring you a show that tips the scale of our PC pussy world the other direction. Bold and belligerent. Listen on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever else you listen to shit.
All right, we are back. Mm-hmm. Let's do some Baldur Dash.
Hey everybody, it's your best friend Louis Armstrong back from the dead. We're gonna play this game. It's called Baldur Dash, and you better answer quick. And who's that dude? And what's that word stand for? And it's a variation. Is this song over yet? What's that long and is it?
The whole room is in black and white now.
I forgot how funny that stupid thing is.
Louis A killed it.
Can someone get me a martini, man? Yeah. It's fucking classy as fuck in here right now.
That's some good jazz.
Thank you, Louis A, for killing it once again. He listed the rules and everything.
No need to explain what we're doing here. Right. Louis A already. did.
Blame that guy and the word thing, whatever.
That's the best part of that whole thing. She's like, segue, use a sandwich, dead air. Like,
in between the couple of boobity bops and
zippity bops.
All right, according to my notes here, Lou barely squeaked it out last week.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So you get to pick which of you goes first.
Yeah. I'll go first.
You're going to start it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just said snart it off because our first word to define is...
Pizza snarted.
Snart. Snuttering.
Snut?
Define snuttering.
That's when you bust a nut in the snow. It's like writing your name with P, but you got to be a...
That's how you punctuate it.
You got to be a real marksman to snutter.
Snuttering, Lou's half right. It is about busting your nut. But it's when you bust your nut, it's like you do like the dice cut, like, oh, go, 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 go. It's called a snuttering. Like, ah, 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 ah. Get a little Popeye at.
Squint one eye.
Squint one eye when I bulge, Lou's like, ah, 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 ah. He just snuttered, that's all.
Good start. Good start. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go... I like the snow one.
Whew.
In reality, it's a chattering sound similar to the one made by monkeys, presumably when they're
jacking
coming.
It.
So, Brian was close.
That is close.
All right, Brian.
Yo.
Who is John Mayo?
John Mayo is fucking John Mayer's deadbeat brother.
So he's hitting him up for money.
Yeah, man.
He's like, send me a picture of Katy Perry's tits, man.
He's like, yeah, bro, here they go. He's got to throw him a bone every once in a while. Yeah. Feels real bad. Also, John Mayer is actually his... he changed because that last name is shitty.
Well, he was white enough. Yeah. He didn't want to be associated with Mayo.
Yeah. All right.
Lou?
All right, John Mayo. He is... He's the delivery man for the black neighborhood.
That's what they call him. John Mayo.
Here comes John with the mayo.
My name's Hendrickson.
Yo, you got a package for me, Mayo? My name's not even John, man. You white, you John?
You white, you John. In real life, he invented plywood.
Also delivered packages to South Central.
I'm giving Lou another point, mainly on Brian's assist on that one. And Lou...
What he means by that is I spill out the joke, because he's like, what were the black people calling him?
That too. That too. Lou?
Yeah.
What do the initials T-A-A stand for? T-A-A.
Hmm.
Dead air.
All right. T-A-A. This is like slang for talking out of your ass.
Out of your?
Yeah.
Out of your ass.
Get rid of that Tosh shit, bro.
That's you know how like I starts with an A?
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
Talking out of your ass.
Talking out of your ass. Mm-hmm. You talking all that good shit a minute ago.
Just like that, T-A-A. T-A-A. Right.
Then you just got kicked in your chest.
Right?
T-A-A. It's actually has to do with the night after you, the night when you propose to your future wife, your fiance, she says, yes, it's trying anal again.
She's down for it that night.
Yeah, man, you gave her a big rock, now it's time to give you a big cock.
Putting a catchphrase on it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
T-A-A.
If it rhymes, it must be true.
It's the one night you could probably get away with it.
Yeah.
She got rocked.
That sounds like a commercial.
From now on, anal sex will be referred to as rocked.
Yo, what up, baby? You want to get some T-double-A?
It implies, too, that you tried it once before, and it did not go well.
It didn't go well.
If it went really
well. Very well. For you.
Right.
But
But somebody was unhappy because now we get to try it again.
I don't see a ring on this finger. You don't get the, you don't get that butthole again. Put a ring on that finger eventually. I'm going to get in there.
I'm going to marry you for butt stuff.
TAA, baby. TAA. Never forget.
All right, Brian gets the point. TAA actually stands for Texas Armadillo Association.
I'm surprised you didn't hit him with a, like, oh, if you like it, you should put a ring on it. Jay-Z, that's your jam.
Jay-Z put a ring on that shit, though.
Yeah. You know he got that butt.
He's like, I gotta get that butt. I got 99 problems, and they're all that I'm not in that butt.
You know what's gotta be hard? He's to be Jay-Z, he's probably sweating it because the way he raps and what he talks about, he just has him, like, pegged just, like, just straight G. So he, like, couldn't even ask Beyonce to marry him because he's like, I'm not, that's not G, man. I couldn't do it. Then he let that little bit, his little sister beat him up in an elevator. He's like, I should have.
Yeah.
I should have fucking Janelle fucking Rice that bitch. Chicken man.
Right.
Crip walked out of that fucking house.
Ooh. Save some street cred.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you start this round off. Mm-hmm. Plot of the film. Offbeat.
Offbeat?
That's right.
Offbeat is the four of the three out of the five guys who wrote Scary Movie. It's their version of that Pitch Perfect shit. That sucked.
You know what's sad? That's plausible.
Yeah.
That's really fucking plausible. From the producers of Scary Movie. That never started a good movie.
From the three white guys who wrote the five people who wrote Scary Movie. They put all those like terrible like spinoffs.
Oh, thank God those are done. Like, yeah. We haven't seen those in a while.
Dude, they were, you know what? They probably made decent money in the theater, like, for how much they put into it.
Yeah.
And, like, they were simple to do. Like,
they probably cost like, nothing. $1 million, maybe.
Yeah.
To rent the cameras.
Probably made about 15.
To hire Kevin Sorbo for a role.
Kevin Sorbo. They didn't know they were hiring him. He just tried out, and they were like, all right, you're good.
Yeah.
He was the first guy that showed up.
Kevin something's in this.
He was actually catering the place, and then they're like, yeah, you're decent, good looking enough. Why would you be one of the 300 spinoff guys?
My name was Hercules.
What?
Nothing.
The Rock's fucking Hercules. You're not The Rock.
That true word's never spoken about Kevin Sorbo. You're not The Rock.
You're not The Rock, bro. You're not even Sam Raimi.
Fuck, you're not even his brother.
You're not even Juxer. I actually liked that show, and looking back on it, I liked all the pretty much everything about the show was either Bruce Campbell or Juxer that I liked.
Yeah,
which was Sam Raimi's brother and Bruce Campbell.
Right,
and then he directed it.
Yeah,
so
I never really got into it all that much. I know I watched it a bunch. I never got into Xena.
I was 13, man. Xena looked fine as hell. I was like, shit.
Well, even then, I was like, lesbians.
When you were like real young, and you didn't have we obviously have the internet. Did you just, like, hope that something was going to happen on TV? Like, you're just like, oh, man, maybe Xena's titty will pop out or something?
Oh, when I discovered Cinemax.
You know what? I would say yes, but not for Xena. It just, I don't know. Well, I didn't.
Titties,
you know what?
Unflappable.
She's still looking good.
She looks better in close to 50. Spartacus than she did in Xena.
Yeah.
Only because she's playing, like, a temptress. You know,
she's on Evil Dead now.
Yeah.
And she looks good.
She looks fantastic.
Like, she looked great in Battlestar. For some reason, like, she was just way too.
She was a little butchy, as Xena.
Because of Xena, she was like this tough bitch character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought she was like 6'4", you know.
Well, they put her next to the little lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you saw her in Spartacus, man. She just had these like these fine ass titties, and just she's still looking good, man. She must have had no kids.
Yeah. Good on Lucy Love.
Yeah, I thought.
Her and Aniston. Thank you.
I legit thought Aniston doesn't do it for me,
but still. Yeah, she's aging gracefully.
You know who was the bomb was Brad Pitt's wife.
Right? Angelina?
Now they have like 6 kids. The life force is literally sucked out of her. She looks so fucked up now.
Really?
I haven't seen her in anything.
Same thing with Jessica Alba. She was looking fine as hell. Best she ever looked. She had some kids. And I'm like, she comes in like, eat a burger, bitch. Jesus
I haven't seen her since like Machete.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, when you're getting like outfoxed by like, you know, Michelle Rodriguez and that, stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep your legs closed, ladies. If you're in the film industry, wear a rubber.
Yeah, man. Stop having kids, you selfish bitches.
Selfish. Fucking terrible. Aniston, no kids.
Fine woman.
Doing just fine.
Beautiful hair. How do you like that hair now, Brad?
Still playing strippers.
How do you like that hair now, Brad?
It's like, I got 9 kids. Kill me. Yeah. I'm going to go make World War Z2 for some reason.
She may have cheated on me. They're all different colors. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know which ones are real and which ones are fake.
It's worth it, though, boys.
Pretty sure that one's a homeless guy.
All right, man.
All right, where were we? Lou, you got to answer. What is the plot of the movie Offbeat?
Offbeat is a musical starring and written by KZ. It's about his flow.
Oh, Offbeat.
Pete, he brings the yucks. All right.
Gives no fucks.
All right.
The only energy in that song was, you did it this time.
Yeah.
Yo, man. The
you really did
KZ's
it.
KZ's words did can't it be kept out of the people's mouths. It's too hard. No matter how much he retired, and KZ is whispered still.
Well, you put this fucking freaky mannequin right looking at us.
I gotta stare at him the whole time. It's gonna come up.
He's got like a shit-eating grin on. Yeah.
No, man, it's just he just has the hearts of the people. Rise up, number one.
You're
man
talking about KZ like he's fucking Gladiator or something, you know?
For the people, yo. Right. Out to the people.
All right, well, Brian gets to that point, because mm-hmm that led to a full-on discussion.
Oh, yeah.
That led to fucking Lucy Lawless tits.
Big, fat titties, yo. Healthy titties.
Healthy
titties. I think you said elephant titties. Yeah,
elephant.
Like, they have elephantitis.
No.
Elephantitis of the titties? Yeah.
That's gross at this point. No, I don't want to go elephantitis. Healthy.
Not riddled with tumor.
Hard crusty titties.
Hard crusty. Like a block of clay. You
know, I'm kind of interested. I never touched an elephant. What do they feel like exactly? Are they
they're
like, straight, are they like hard as a rock?
No. Leathery, I think would be.
Have you ever touched an elephant?
Yeah, I've ridden an elephant when I was a kid. We used to go to the, they used to have the circus down at the Farmingdale College gym.
What did you touch? His trunk?
No, his back. You'd climb up, they'd lift you onto the elephant, onto this little like thing with like 5 other little kids, and then they ride it.
Pete has like Calvin and Hobbes imagination. He had an elephant slide then, he's a kid, bro.
I used to like slide down the trunk and go yabba dabba doo.
Like one of them seesaws. It's a lonely kid and nobody else.
Elephants feel like leather, guys.
Don't tarnish one of my cherished memories.
Your imaginary friends are splitting on you. They're like, whatever, kid.
Well, that's another childhood memory. Tainted.
Yeah. Used to love it when the birds would come around while he was on that thing. We'll get you back, Dumbo.
I had never seen an elephant fly.
Yeah. You can do it, Dumbo.
When that elephant took off, too. You doing like a, what the fuck was that?
Racist crow dance.
Yeah, like, yes. Racist crow dance.
All right, where were we? Who was up?
I think
Lou.
Answer,
Lou has
yeah
to start this one. Law question in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. It is a criminal offense to tease what?
Another man about the amount of body hair he has.
Fuck! Fuck. Right.
That's where their pride swarthy comes man from. Yeah. Big swarthy men.
Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. Yeah,
exactly.
They all got their fucking shirts unbuttoned to the navel.
You make fun of a dude for that. Them's fighting words. It's fisticuffs after that.
They all got Burt Reynolds mustaches. A lot of gold chains in Swarthmore.
There's definitely a shop with a letter E at the end that deals in nothing but like mustache waxes and yeah combs.
The mustache shoppy.
Yeah.
One second, my shit just froze here. All right, we're back.
All right, were you good?
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
In Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, it is a criminal offense to tease.
To tease Gaston into singing his song.
That girl has tangled with
beer?
What for?
What the fuck are you doing?
You're everyone's favorite guy.
Gaston was gay, right?
he's big and hairy.
He was fucking that little dude, and Belle was supposed to be his beard. Every woman in
this,
that
no, I think
fucking,
this guy was gay, and Gaston was just like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck that girl.
Every woman in that she fucking little French town was throwing themselves at Gaston. He was like, no, I gotta fuck this 14-year-old in the blue dress.
Gaston was like, she needs the D, am I right, boys? Let's go kill somebody. I will bang her later.
That dude was overcompensating for something. That dude was like that boxer we were just talking about.
Yo, oh, if he was like, I'm roughly the size of a barge, everyone was like, not in your pants, little dick.
Yeah.
it was in, what was it? In what was the thing? What was the question again?
Swarthmore, Pennsylvania.
It is
illegal. It is a criminal offense to tease.
Gaston about his little penis.
Okay, there you go.
Since he's like the town, like pride, you know. He's got a little dick, though.
No one fucks like Gaston.
His dick's the biggest like Gaston.
That's why he wrote the song.
Yeah. Thought all the good stuff. Alright.
I'm gonna go Lou on that one. Alright, end of card one. Just so you know, the movie Offbeat is to impress a female officer, a meek librarian poses as a cop. Offbeat, get it?
Oh.
And then Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. Yeah. That's why nobody's heard of that movie.
Right.
In Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, is a criminal offense to tease a skunk. Probably for everyone's best interest.
Police like, tired of stop them. Chasing those cats, fucker. That's rape.
Mi amor. Tase them.
That's not consent, man.
That cat was like, I'm going to get fucked.
Yeah.
This skunk's trying to fuck me.
Ooh, I love you. I love.
Pepe Le Pew.
He's so beautiful.
That was like fine back then too. I love that.
Why, she didn't want to have sex with you? Try again.
I was watching some old Bond movies this week. He was straight like Sean Connery's Bond technique for getting laid was try to fuck her till she gives in. Like physically. Just start kissing her until she gives up and goes, okay.
You want the D, pussy galore. It's like, no, I don't. Whoosh. Yes, you do want the D. Okay, whatever. You see, boy, she wants the D.
All right, ready for card two. Going to start with Brian this round.
All right.
What is the definition of the word piblocto?
Piblocto?
Piblocto.
Piblocto is the shoot-off brand of our Paint Black Comics. It's a more trippier version. It's like really, really like dark and crazy.
P.I.B. Lockdo.
Yeah, it's like psychedelic.
Mm-hmm. A lot of tie-dye.
Yeah, a lot more murder in it. It's just a darker version of Paint
Black.
Yeah,
it's like if Charles Manson was writing for us.
Yeah. It's the crazy scribblings of Charles Manson. That's what it is.
And Lou, Piblocto.
Piblocto was this little dude who used to be a part of like the roaming circus.
No, this is just a word.
Well, yeah, whatever you want,
I guess.
He's
doing what he thinks is best.
Like a traveling circus, a freak show. And he was the boy with the lobster hands. Piblocto.
Piblocto the lobster boy.
In Xerxes Circus.
And for a price you discuss later, you could do stuff in the back with him.
Hopefully not handies.
His hands are like velvet.
Velvet lobster hands.
It's like they've been de-shelled.
Soft shell crab. Yeah.
It's basically a vagina at that point, right? A de-shelled lobster hand.
Like they don't use. They don't use lotion. They use like butter, warm butter.
Warm.
Yeah.
This sounds fucking delicious, bro.
Lemon. Spritz them a little.
Put some mac and cheese in that.
You eat Cheddar Bay biscuits off his naked body.
Fucking sexy.
You make love to Piblocto.
Right.
Now, Piblocto was a dude?
Yes.
Right, yeah. In this story. And it was very well thought out. Lobster boy fuck party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Xerxes, I'll join. You have lobster
boy. I want a uniform.
Yeah, he's in there like, all right, I'll take the chick who's got the huge tits and like just doesn't have all her fingers. Like, no. Piblocto hasn't had a turn.
Yeah.
What? That's not how we do things around here.
Sorry, hunchback. You get the bro with a club foot in one eye.
Yeah, there's a queue going.
You go fuck that burn victim.
You think you just walk in here with your little uniform and start at Poblacto? There's a train of ugly fucking foul bitches that you have to fuck to get to Poblacto. Why don't you bang the bitch with no arms first?
The one with a horn. Go bang her.
She has gnarly stubs.
The one with the gout. That's yours.
All right, what's up?
I'm going to give Lou that point. Mm-hmm. And Poblacto was actually an infectious hysteria infecting Eskimo women and dogs.
Must be from seal fat.
I wonder why those two
chewing raw very blubber.
Specific things.
Was it igloos is cause it.
Too many blubber nuggets.
I'm sick of these blubber nuggets.
Yeah, too many pies.
All right. Lou, we start with you.
Yeah.
Who is Dan Goodwin?
Dan Goodwin? Dan Goodwin was a professional wrestler, and his gimmick was a Jew accountant. Dan Goodwin. And he used to
call German wrestler.
And he used to cross you up with moves like tax audit and
to tax. You're just describing Erwin R. Scheister.
Basically, just, you know, way more offensive.
I like the Dan Goodwin. Lay the smackdown on your tax reports.
Right. I didn't win the match, but you're screwed come tax time.
Here's something you can't write off.
Right. Your ass is writing checks that you can't cash.
I'm about to balance your bill.
Boom! Right. It's a power bomb called the deductible. Boom! Right.
Time to get your tax relief.
All right.
Money!
He's fucking it. I like that you specifically made him Jew, too.
He's the Jew accountant.
Okay. Brian, who is Dan Goodwin?
Dan Goodwin is a professional wrestler, but he's an American professional wrestler, not a German. And
where'd you kick German?
The Jew accountant?
Yeah.
There are some German Jews, right?
Yeah, but...
But why specifically German?
Because I'm calling this guy German because he's a racist character.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So he's an American one that was... He's called Dan Goodwin the Kraut. And he's a fucking... he wears the Nazi helmet and all that stuff. He goose steps to the ring. He has the iron cross. He eventually turned into Triple H.
I like that you took Dan Goodwin, mm-hmm. the least German-sounding name of all time, and he's the Kraut.
Right.
Goose stepping to the ring.
Yeah.
His fucking spiky helmet.
Yeah.
And iron cross.
He goes World War One. Yeah. World War II. He's like, that's what men were men.
His moves include the mustard gas.
Yeah.
The Red Baron.
The Red Baron. It's his fucking high rope maneuver. Yeah. But it's super low risk. He just gets on top and he timber falls on you like, ah. He makes the noise too, like, when he falls on you.
All right, well, Dan Goodwin the German, I don't know. Dan Goodwin accountant, I can buy.
Mm-hmm. No, that is the German one. My one's American, making fun of the German guy.
Oh, mocking the German.
Yes.
Still, I don't know how you arrived at German that...
He's a Jew accountant.
Nobody has one of those in the
That's
States.
That's not going to get over here. It's going to get over in Germany.
In real life, it was a man who climbed up the Sears Tower using suction cups.
He had a lot of faith in those cups, man.
Some fucking Mission Impossible shit yeah. right there.
The fucking what? The Sears Tower?
The Sears Tower oh. in Chicago.
Yeah, like all the way? 120-something. Or just a little bit.
Well, once you...
He made it up two floors before he pissed himself and slid down.
He has a
These
lot
things
of...
don't work.
Yeah, bro.
He's sitting there licking them desperately. Dude, stick, motherfucker.
Suction cups don't work like that, though, for real, though. I mean, like, they're not like... like climb a building like that.
Like the ones that can stick strong enough to hold you. It's like how the fuck do you remove them?
That's like for getting to a second floor apartment.
They have a like a release, I think.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because like you ever stick something like it either sticks too good and you can't move it, or it doesn't stick good enough and it's constantly falling.
That shit's for like sneaking into a second floor apartment, not the fucking climbing the stairs out.
Right.
He must have gone up there like halfway, been like, I fucking made a mistake, man. It's fucking sketchy.
Definitely.
He's like, it's probably dumb windy up there too. It's like,
fuck yeah.
Why did I do this again?
I'm definitely getting arrested when I get up there too, man. I'm not going to avoid that.
Yeah, there is no positive to this.
And the cops would be mad too. They're going to get up there, drag you in, right? Like, are you good? You good? Just fucking start beating on you.
Fucking billy club to that.
And you got stupid little suction cups on your hands.
How are you going to defend yourself with those? He's stuck to the ground. Get him.
He should have a 9mm in his waist, too, when he gets up there.
How is he going to pull that trigger?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's dumb, dumb suction cups.
All right.
All right, Brian, you start this round.
Yep.
Letters B-I-C.
B-I-C?
B-I-C.
Oh, it's all these CrossFit people, man. They're big in conditioning.
Big into conditioning?
Yeah. Fuck.
Makes sense. Hey, CrossFit shit. It's a fucking cult.
Yeah, it's like, you know what's really great, man? Like, just get up, man. Just drink some almond milkshake. Go out for a run. Stop it.
Actually, went on a date with a CrossFit girl once, and it was all she talked about. Bigger girl, too. Mm-hmm.
She lied to you, bro.
She was straight up lying. Yeah. Her picture was not accurate.
It's like, this is me. And it's like, you lied about your picture, so you're paying for dinner.
That should have been the policy.
That should be Tinder's policy. If you lie.
Well, that, to be fair, that was like Match, maybe.
Yeah?
Like a different dating service.
Well, then apply what I just said to Match.
There you go.
All right.
All right.
Luke, B-I-C.
B-I-C, you don't want to go to the store and ask for any B-I-C. It's very embarrassing. That's when you need that booty itching cream.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass itches like a motherfucker. Like, you try to ask for on the down. Like, you got that B-I-C.
Yo, what I would...
Marty!
Where's the preparation H?
Excuse me, miss. What I would the B-I-C be in? The B-I-C in the booty itching cream, bitch. Shut up. Trying to pull up my shit.
Right.
Kind of itchy asshole.
That's the point. Ooh. In real life, Banana Industry Committee.
Huh. It's a gay community.
Yeah.
People love banana.
Banana industry. If you get, yeah. There's always money in the banana stand.
All right, Lou, you start this round. Yeah. What is the name? What is the plot of this movie? The Voice of the Turtle.
The Voice of the Turtle. Michelangelo goes out, and he wants to start a rap career. And so this is the Voice of the Turtle. He goes out there. He recruits Yojimbo, because he has the fly beats.
DJ Usagi?
Or I should have said Baxter Stockman. He's got the fly beats. And they go out there and they kill it, man.
So it's 8 Mile with Michelangelo?
Right.
With their hype man, the Rat King.
And people don't realize that...
Yo, rats, get out of your holes for the MC Turtles!
People don't realize that these are hideous monsters because, you know, gimmicks these days with musicians. They're like the rap version of Slipknot, basically.
Yeah, like, it's just like Gwar.
It's like, yeah, exactly. Well,
they dress like animals. Except for that Rat King. God knows what he's doing.
Right.
I think he's a homeless man.
Blowing lines off of rats.
I love you guys.
I love you guys. I'm your king.
Who's that smelly dude wrapped in toilet paper?
What a dumb character.
Yeah. He's an American mummy.
Right.
So he looked like that. All right.
The Voice of the Turtle.
The Voice of the Turtle is a bonus footage from the... Not bonus footage, but like a segment where the director explains his thought process. It's explaining why Splinter has a Japanese accent and all the turtles are Americanized.
So it's like a... The Voice of the Turtle is the featurette on the DVD.
Yeah, it's like, The Voice of the Turtle. It's like, hey, can you explain to me how he raised these kids and he has a totally different accent than them?
What was he like? These...
Yeah.
He was party on, man.
Party on, Splinter. It's like, I talk nothing like this, Michelangelo. Where are you picking this up?
I'm a rat from New York.
Is it the television? I knew I shouldn't have got one.
Doesn't make sense in Turtles, though.
10 backflips.
It's one of the dumb things in that new movie. He taught them karate because he found a book in the sewer.
Yeah.
It makes more sense that he just knew it.
He's a rat, too,
in that movie, bro.
All right, well, the original movie, there's a normal fucking rat doing kung fu.
At least that rat was raised in Japan.
What's more weird?
That voice...
What's more weird? The rat picked up kung fu before the mutagen or after the mutagen? Because I don't know about you, it's before.
That's true.
In the cage, like, wah!
That's true. I forgot that scene where the rat's literally in the cage throwing like punches and kicks.
And that was my rat. I'm like, fuck out of here. I'm like, and he's sitting there like,
is rat fighting a thing? Can I make money off this?
Because I mean, like, I've seen kung fu movies where a dude finds a secret manual, and then. You know,
oh, that's what's that movie? Kung Fu Hustle, right?
All sorts of movies, you know. And then like one montage later, the dude is like the boss, you know.
Can't be touched,
right? So that wasn't book. So unusual. But this rat is like punching the cage and like he gets himself free and shit. Like nobody questioned that ever.
Yeah, he picked it up in the cage. Yeah, obviously,
right?
Because I. It's and then easy when to teach animals things like that.
What, you've never had a pet rat? That's what they do.
And then when he grew, his skills grew exponentially.
Oh, yeah. He was laying straight haymakers then. He's right. Like, fwah, fwah, fwah.
He graduated like 5 different belts after that.
He killed the shredder.
If you ever got out of the sewer, you could see him fly.
How do you think he got to the top of that building at the end of the movie?
Just
one jump.
True.
Like Superman. All right. I like that answer. I'm going to go with that. Voice of the Turtle, in reality, a wartime picture with Ronald Reagan, starring as a soldier who meets an actress.
What war is Ronald Reagan?
I don't know.
It's like World War One.
I don't know.
Is that what they called him? Because he was so
He's
fucking...
the Gipper.
Was he the Turtle, like, before they, you know...
Well, I'm the Turtle, yes.
I'm the Turtle.
Just because he was, like, you know, hunchback and so...
Have I told you about Reaganomics?
I don't care for the poor.
The low class, if you heard.
All right. So, Brian, you start the last round. In Russell, Kansas, the law prohibits all vehicles from having unusual what?
They don't like license plates that are like vanity ones.
Vanity plates.
Because in Russell, Kansas, it's like the Midwest, so they're inherently stupid. So there's a lot of car accidents from people trying to figure out what the fuck the vanity license plates mean. Like GR81, like GR81. What the fuck is that?
So few letters. Why are there numbers?
Grape one. I don't get it.
Only one grape.
And meanwhile, you've been driving through cornfields for like 10 miles.
Well, I hate vanity plates, so I like that answer. Lou, in Russell, Kansas, the law prohibits all vehicles from having unusual what?
From having unusual music blasting from it. So you try
no
to,
foreign music here.
No. You try to like put on your soundtrack to some fucked up Bollywood movie, you're out of here. They won't even pull you over. They'll fucking give you the pit maneuver and send you careening off a cliff.
I say it every week. I want to move to Russell, Kansas, if that's the case. Yeah. It's every day. Bright and early in the morning, pull up to work, and it's like blasting ranchero music out of every car. You're like, it's too early for this shit.
Right.
Do we really need reggaeton at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, man. You got to psych yourself up for a day of day laboring, bro.
You just get that beat, too. Like, you don't... You just... Because the windows are rolled up. It's just loud enough. So you just hear...
Hey, look, you shouldn't judge, Pete. You're going in there with your air-conditioned office on, sitting at your nice desk, fucking pouring through files while they're fucking mopping up toilets and, like, picking tomatoes. So they can blast all the reggaeton
this
they
is
want.
True.
That's not that bad. I'm, you know, there's music out
you're
there.
You're Latino.
And
you
it's
don't
like,
count. It's
no,
white
but
people
I mean, like, there have been times where I'm like... Why would
hey, majorities are speaking.
It's like, why would anyone make a techno version of this Metallica song? What the fuck?
That's true. That's true as well.
It's like, oh man, who decided to make a dubstep version of this reggae track? Like, this is awful.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're into
I Shot the Sheriff should not have a fucking techno beat.
Hey, look, man.
And those motherfuckers, they just get shot.
What?
The fucking police pulls up next to him.
and Russell. Yeah.
With their six shooter.
All right, not that it matters, but I'm gonna give Lou that point because I like that answer. You were close too, because in Russell, Kansas, the law prohibits all vehicles from having unusual musical horns.
Oh, so
again, racist.
Yeah. Not that different from ranchero music.
Yeah. I just saw Ant-Man again. They did it in Ant-Man. Michael Peña has that horn.
As does every full-blooded Mexican.
That's like a full-blooded Italian and not plastering your car in little flags.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Bull's
horn on your fucking mirror.
I've never heard a horn that was a different jingle.
That's true.
Do they make another option?
It's just La Cucaracha.
I feel like that's the only other. It's like regular horn.
Well, or to the aforementioned Italians, they get Arrivederci Roma.
I was going
to
say, do they get like Dominic the Donkey or something? Dominic the
Donkey. I would like to see a Chinese guy driving. It's like, da 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 da.
Fuck yeah. I'd rock that, bro. I actually wish I had multiple horns that I could switch to as like other people pass me in my car. I'd be like, na 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 na, or I'd be like, oh, an Asian guy. Na 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 na
na na. See his fucking very German dude.
Fucking out of the balcony. You see a fucking Arab guy, you're just like, tur. You don't have music.
It's outlawed in your religion. Yeah. They cut off your hands.
And no one's ever met a good Taliban musician, bro.
It's literally not allowed. Mm-hmm. They can't have music or dancing. Punishable by death.
Maybe that they were just so bad at it, they outlawed it. They're like, guys, we're making a mockery of ourselves.
We are not an artistic people.
Let's just be stern and silent. Okay, that's our wheelhouse. Let's do it.
Right. Leave all that music to the Indians.
Yes. They're very, very festive. We hate them.
They are a festive people. They got those. Yeah. They got like finger symbols.
Come on, anybody who has finger symbols knows how to throw a party.
Hell yeah!
I saw a fucking video. It was like these Indians. They had dressed themselves up to look like Dio and
Ronnie James Dio.
Yes, so it looked like Holy Diver. Holy Diver! But it sounded more like Indian Thriller.
Indian Thriller?
Yes, they were doing like fucking.
Oh my god!
Thriller moves.
No, I've seen that, but it's really sped up.
Oh yeah,
it's like three times the speed of Thriller. Right? It's like doo 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 doo. It's like doo 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 doo.
Yeah, yeah, it's intense.
And they don't sing the same words. It's all Indian words, so it's like it's straight gibberish, really fast. Yeah. At you.
Cocaine is alive and well in India.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Lou ran away with it.
Woo! Yeah. I'm the man. You suck, nigga.
Again, next week, you make the decision.
So I'm going to do every time I'm a thrust.
Aggressively thrusting. That's right. Right.
You got fucked.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do the Pete Man pizza, the Hulk, I mean, pizza, all that. Like,
yeah. Doing that fucking hammer for the ear. Was that like, I can't hear you, like, clap louder?
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what that was.
Because he looked pretty old. I was like, is he hard of hearing?
Hulk Hogan was ancient since he was 30.
Yeah. He came out of the womb with a fucking beard.
With that skullet? Yeah.
Here's the news, buddy.
I think we have a new intro to the news.
We're gonna hear some fucked up stories, brother. All right, brothers. We're about to the news here.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, or end up like these people.
I'm going to change it this week, I think. To something like that. All right, so let's do our last little outro game over here.
I'll let you take the reins.
Paint a Black playlist. I won last week, so it's my playlist. And these are the songs I was feeling this week. All right, boys. First one to start singing the song I say. Gets the point. Pretty simple.
Gonna try.
All right, I picked some very like everyone knows these songs, Lou. So
Lou won't.
Hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully.
All right. The Boss, Born in the Good Old U.S. of A.
You waiting on me?
Yeah, I'm giving you a second.
The only thing I know is like the chorus, like Born in the USA, Born in the USA.
That's all I could do to you. Well, yeah.
All right. So, I mean, if you're not going to give me a little taste.
You want me to?
Well, yeah. I mean, Luis did his little. Let's see if you can beat him.
Killed it.
I know the same two lines.
Yeah. Just do it better than that. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Born in the USA.
Yeah, Luis gets that point.
Yeah. Woo! I hate Bruce. Stop thrusting.
I'm trying to humiliate
it's
you.
It's getting a little aggressive and weird.
All right, everyone knows.
Put your dick away, too.
Okay, this is again targeted at Lou because he's Latino, but everyone knows this song. It's Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Soul in that voice, Lou.
Who saved a wretch like me.
Wow, he knew twice
as
many
words. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I forgot the rest.
Bless me,
of
Pete.
This.
Bless me, Pete.
You are saved,
yes,
brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm shocked. Actually, no. Pete is Spanish too.
I knew the Amazing Grace.
That was
the
Cuban. His mom
part.
Yeah.
I knew the first two.
Actually,
words.
Irish too, man. So yeah, you definitely.
I could do that in Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Stop
All right.
Hype, stop hype.
This is another tri-state area man from same state as Mr. Springsteen.
Ugh, nothing good comes out of there.
Dead or alive.
Ugh.
Oh, is that like that one? It's like right there.
Just start singing it, don't ask me.
Is that the one?
Just start singing it, don't ask me.
Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive.
I'll give you both of that one. All right, so it's Pete, Lou, each with two.
Ooh.
All right. A certain man named Coolio made a song called Gangster's Paradise.
I've been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Something,
been
nothing
spending
left.
Most of my life living in a gangster's paradise. I know the Weird Al version better.
Will it help if I sit backwards in my chair? Like, what's your name?
Like Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
No. That doesn't help even a little bit.
Give it to Pete.
Yeah, Pete gets that one, so Pete's up 3-2. All right, Lou, this is again, I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
The song by Ski-Lo.
I wish
I was a little bit
Why are you helping me out?
Because you don't know any fucking songs.
Because
Lou,
I'm the small guy gets, I wish I was a little bit. You
this
must have known this. This is your fucking anthem.
Yeah, I find this fucking offensive.
Last time you were like, I know 90s rap. And I did NWA, and that was apparently too black for you,
right.
So then I went like Poppy.
Okay.
So Gangsta's Paradise, right. And I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl and something
I would call her.
I wish I had a something and a something and a something and a something
Pete
baller.
Steal?
I don't think I can steal that one.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, boys. All right.
Do you know the
I know the same three
I wish
lines.
I was a little bit taller. I wish it was a baller. I wish I had a girl that was good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat.
Rabbit in a hat?
Rabbit in a hat?
I thought he said something about a bat, but I wasn't sure.
Something about a cat in a hat.
Yeah.
Kept coming back.
All right.
He would eat green hands.
I'm going to... How I gave you both a point before,
yeah.
I'm going to not give either of you a point.
Fair enough.
All right, Pete, this one's for you. Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
Okay.
Lou, you can jump in if you fucking know the song.
I feel like I need a second to listen, like, get it in my head.
Mental wounds not healing, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Well, that's all I know, really, too.
Okay.
So,
Pete gets that point. It's 4-2, Blue for respect. If you don't get this one, I'm going to be a little sad.
All right.
Bring Me a Higher Love, Mr. Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood, nigga.
Steve Winwood, nigga.
Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love.
Oh.
Bring me a higher love. Higher love.
Did you say a stanky love?
I don't know. I just kind of mumbled that last part.
But Pete, you want to steal now?
No, that's all Lou. All
right, man. So Pete wins this
game. He did the instrumentals and everything.
Pete won that game, man. It's his playlist next week. Lou, we gotta get. I try to help you out, man. Like, what rap did you listen to in the '90s? Just Wu-Tang?
Like Mobb Deep. I listened to like Tribe Called Quest. Fuck Mobb Deep.
Fuck Biggie.
I listened to Biggie. I listened
to Bad Boy as a crew and as a record label.
No, I listened to Biggie. Tribe Called Quest, I liked.
Tribe Called Quest.
Who else did I listen to? You know.
Would it help if next week I was like, next song, Dimmu Borgir with...
No, because half of their shit isn't in English, I think.
Can you sing a song? Like, any song? Or should we only...
Ba 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 ba, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Show tunes.
Right.
I can do jingles.
Mentos, the Fresh Maker.
Hot Pockets. You can sing the shit out of that X-Men song.
There's no words in it. Dude, that's why I know it. At one point, dude, don't you wish they went X-Men?
Would it help? Would it help if next week we just did TV jingles?
It would be like that fucking Demolition Man.
Like if I said the Facts of Life, would you be able to do that?
It's the facts of life.
I would
know. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
But you had to do different strokes.
I know the melody.
Different strokes.
Oh yeah.
Can you do different strokes?
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Along come two, they got nothing but the dreams. It takes
different strokes.
It takes different strokes. It takes. Different strokes through the world.
Yeah,
no matter that you got. So what? Man, I love that show.
I can see that.
Also, it was a Chappelle bit with the mayor.
I remember.
Yeah.
At the barber shop. All right, so that won't help Lou. I thought it might.
What? What's in Lou's iPod?
That you guys would know, or just in general.
That anyone would know, Lou. Like, what do you listen to?
What's a common one?
I'm thinking of like the stuff that you guys might know of, like AFI. I listen to like.
So I should have been like Silver and Gold, you know, just a little AFI.
Maybe
you don't even know that song.
I mean, like I think the problem is I listen to too much, so I don't know any song.
Really, that is not your problem.
Yeah.
I listen to so I listen to everything, bro. Yeah.
No.
I think the reason I don't get laid is my dick's stupid.
Not too many kinds of music, just too many songs.
So you know no songs.
I got no room for new songs. I got no room
hard drives full.
Yeah.
So I know like a tiny bit of a bunch of songs, but not enough to really get by.
Bro, I named some pretty popular songs, man. Like Born in the USA. I mean,
I have like that, but... my brain has just deleted that. It's just shit I don't need to know. Just completely useless memories. Flushed it. Flush it. Gone. The Boss? I don't think so. Boss of what? Some smelly
Jersey,
ass.
Jersey, man.
Some smelly ass state.
All those songs in his Inside Out are in that Bing Bong Graveyard.
Bing Bong Graveyard?
Spoilers.
Oh, man. That's what's that movie? Pixar Flick.
Yeah.
Poor little elephant.
Cotton candy elephant.
All right, man. So take us out.
All right. So as usual, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on all the social networkings, the Instagrams and the YouTubes and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like and subscribe to this thing. Tell a friend. Write a review. All that fun. And anybody else? Anything?
No, I'm good.
We're not pushing nothing?
No.
Guess not. Call it a night. So yeah. For myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you. Cursed on the stars, guys, and they go in the heart.
Fire on the stone, they'll feel the gun.